Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on a Friday, June 30th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Dr. Nkosana Moyo's 2018 presidential bid.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the entry, or is it the second coming, of Dr. Nkosana Moyo.
The former industry minister, Nkosana Moyo, yesterday launched his 2018 presidential campaign bid in Harare, opting to stand as an independent in a campaign he said would end polarization.
Moyo launched a new political formation, the Alliance for People's Agenda, or APA, which he said will not be a political party, but a movement driven by a growing determination to remove the ruling ZANU-PF party from power in next year's polls. Some leaders of the social movement, such as #ThisFlag, have also announced that they will be contesting next year's elections as independent candidates.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tadauti tinge tichi taura ne zvemasho kwa katuru waneva imbwa gurukota muhurumende ya vamugabe Dr. Nkosana Moyo ekuti vachange vachikwikwidza musarudzo dzegore rinouya vakazvimirira kunyango hazvo vaine bato ravanotivo it's a social movement rinenge richiunza vanhu vakawanda pamwe chete kuti vakwikwidze musarudzo idzodzi vachitiwo havasina kubatana nemamapato aripo anopikisa. Tirakunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vateereri kuti munoona sei nyaya iyoyi. Gibbs
ibambe zvulanda valichona njani lapel kona kona ngapo tindarapa siyaphila sivili iye utaba egudwini lamhlanje lutaba lokwankosana Moyo uyamazi udokotela waphuma kubandla lezanupf gijima sivili utezephumile kwampana ke umongameli Robert Mugabe wathi indoda iphumile leyo ngoba iqolo layo kayiqinanga kangako kodwa ke nxa kunjalo bakhona abaningi abathi Umoyo wenza kuhle kakhulu ukuthi aphume kubandla lezanupf khonapho lapho aye umphathintambo wezamafektali so bamjayela ihlombe kakhulu ngakhonoko kodwa bekhona abanye bathi ungavele enyathela udaka la engazani injani ingcolile so ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lukamnumzana uNkosana Moyo kuzobuya ke labanye abe #flag aba hashtag leyo kuthiwa i-this flag liyakhumbula upastor Ivan Mawarire ukuze kube lokugijigijimisana ezidilithini lapha ukuthi labo bafaka lokho kuthiwa ngama-independent candidates so sifuna ukwazi ukuthi abazimele bodwa
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are, of course, talking about the road to the 2018 general elections. Many political formations are being formed. I think by my last count, we might be nearing 60 opposition political parties challenging President Robert Mugabe, who has been in power since 19 1980, and of course, Mr. Mugabe turns 94 next year on the 21st of February, but he still says he wants to contest the elections. But the question is, with all these opposition political parties, what are their chances that they can unseat President Robert Mugabe? And some of the opposition parties, they've been planning to form grand coalitions, but Mr. Mugabe has dismissed those grand coalitions, saying that they are not going to work, and he will continue to rule Zimbabwe. Gibbs.
I think right now we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Lloyd Msipa, who is an attorney by profession. I think he's linked to the Alliance for People's Agenda. We'll hear from him. Mr. Msipa, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Mr. Msipa?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening. How are you?
No, very fine. How are things?
No. So. Just enjoying the little bit of sunshine that is coming through here in the UK.
Excellent. I think President can start rolling right away.
Now, Mr. Msipa, of course, we are talking about this new baby, the so-called Alliance for People's Agenda, or APA. How significant is this in the politics of Zimbabwe?
We need to look at this from a historical point of view. Over the last few months or years, in that our traditional political parties have repeatedly failed the people of Zimbabwe, whether it's the Liberation War Party or the opposition parties, they've repeatedly been failing the citizens. The citizens have been putting faith in the traditional parties, but nothing has been happening. So it's the citizens who have said to themselves this time, look, we are not going to carry on relying on the bureaucracy, which is in traditional political parties. We, as a people, we are going to change our own destiny. So when people like Dr. Nkosana Moyo come into the fray, all they are doing is they've listened to what people are saying. And people are saying, forget political parties. Let us go into this and restore power back to where it's supposed to be. Because remember, from a political point of view, politics is traditionally supposed to be power is supposed to be within the citizens of any particular country. So when political parties, you stop that power and make it their powers and make elections completely irrelevant in the power dynamics, you know, we've got a problem. You cannot exactly remove ZANU-PF through by force. But at the same time, going to the elections as a traditional political party, you will find that you may win the elections, but you will never change that into power. But the citizens themselves, if the citizens decide that this is what we are doing, we are taking our power back, and guess what? Those are the people best positioned to defend whatever they've taken, the original, you know, where power is supposed to, you know, reside traditionally. That is what is happening here. Mm-hmm. And what is unfortunate is that the traditional political parties are not reading into this. You know, they are busy using the old arguments that, hey, these guys are going to split votes. You know, why doesn't everybody line up against, you know, behind Morgan Tsvangirai and so on. So let's look at what is happening. There's politics in Zimbabwe is reaching the woman.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs. Now, Mr. Msipa, it appears as if there's something here that is confusing a lot of people. So this Alliance for the People's Agenda, is it a party or is some kind of social movement? So is Mr. Nkosana Moyo going to contest under that or as an independent? Let's nail it now.
What is the mistake most citizens are making, or most people are making, is that they're looking at the term independent in its traditional sense. This is a hybrid structure, a structure that straddles the fine line between a formalized institution and the citizens. So if you are looking at the independent as your traditional, was it the former Ndawaningi Stole and all the other guys, this is not your traditional independent going there and saying, look, vote for me as one person. This is bringing in, getting the buy-in from the citizens. The citizens themselves are the ones that are going to drive this this project. They are the ones that are going to say, look, it is time to get the Zimbabwe that we want. How do we get the Zimbabwe that we want? How do we get a working Zimbabwe? First and foremost, before you get the Zimbabwe you want, you identify characters, persons, personalities that will be able to drive the vision. People with capability, people with track records, people with personal lives that reflect what an ordered society should be. You know, professionally, personally, not politics for the sake of politics. So if we're going back to basics, the family institution, that the how the family institution reflects on the state, the morals, the legalities. See, if we don't get it, if we get it wrong at the family level, that means we get it wrong at the national level. So we are going back to basics. That is exactly what is happening here. So the citizen is taking that power back and saying, look, society is supposed to be ordered and structured in this way. And this has been a long time coming.
But the bottom line is a political party, Mr. Msipa. I mean, let's not try to define things in very complicated language. A political party is a political party, period. So maybe you are avoiding that question.
If you're going to look at the legalities of a political yes. party would have to be registered or be acknowledged by the commission in Harare. In this instance, what we are saying is that this is an individual going to the people. They are not going to state institutions or structures. They are going to the people and say, the people, look, you own this project, drive this project. Its success and failure will depend on the citizen of Zimbabwe. So what does a Zimbabwean citizen want? They want a better life. What is a better life? Food on the table, a man who's able to go to work and come back and get rewarded for that work. Day-to-day structures, what we call a normal, functional society. That's what people want. They are tired of sitting in queues in the banks. They are tired of working for nothing. They are tired of all the abnormalities that we see in Zimbabwe happening every day. You know, where we have a central bank when we have no currency of our own. You know, those things that we have now normalized in Zimbabwe was actually abnormal internationally. So the citizen is the driver of this thing. Forget about your traditional political party. This is not a political party. This is a citizen's movement. The citizen will drive this. The citizen will call the shots. This is about servant leadership. It is not about chef. This is servant leadership. The servant in this instance is the leader.
Thank you. Thank you. And it sounds very, very academic. I still remember somebody who wrote an academic paper on servant leadership, Mr. Msipa, and you are going exactly that. Maybe people will understand that. Let's proceed.
Mm-hmm. I think you have a caller.
Yeah, I've got a caller. Umnumzana Kumbulani, kunjani?
Happy.
Yeah, akutshoke Kumbulani. Yeah, sesibuyile futhi kuhlelo lapha ku Live Talk. Sikhuluma ngakhona ukuthi umnumzana uNkosana Moyo uthi ufuna ukwengena presidential election. Ukhetho lolu kambe angalunqoba yini kumbe uyasikhuluma umuntu omdala?
I am born on the wrong.
Ukungena kwakhe ukungena kwakhe wena uthini ngakho ukungena kwakhe kona
hayi ukungena ngangena mabe ukuthi isifula sokuzayo ngokuthi abantu bangithakazelela oro ukukhona ulo sizo oyabe elalo ebantwini.
So ke kodwa wena ngombono wakho ubona ngani wenza into enhle kumbe uyilahlile la?
Hawu, uyenza into enhle.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa ke kedisa ke khonapho ngoba kula bantu abaningi abafuna ukungena. So phosele ukugcina khona.
amna ngithuma engene kethini kumele sizabantu mawukuthi yabe lesifiso mayena asizamathika ukurayi
awubona ke siyawakhulu ke khumbulani kuna ngapho egoli ungathina lokusasa
lami ngiyabonga
siyabonga kakhulu yeah so that was khumbulani is in South Africa he's saying it's good that he has entered the race because he may actually help people you know people are suffering so if he has got some good plans so be it yeah maybe one vote there right
indeed for those of you who are just joining us this is Studio 7 Live Talk and tonight on Live Talk we are talking about the entry of Dr. Nkosana Moyo. He launched his presidential bid yesterday. He says he's going to challenge President Robert Mugabe in next year's presidential elections. But of course, the question is this a social movement or is it a political party? Gibbs was arguing that if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck.
It is a duck.
It is a duck. let's go back to Mr. Msipa. But Mr. Msipa, there was a recent survey that was done by the respected Afrobarometer, which said that what most Zimbabweans want is actually a grand coalition of opposition parties to challenge Mr. Mugabe. But Dr. Moyo is saying he wants to go it alone. Is he not going against the grain?
I don't think Dr. Moyo at any given time said to or said he was going to go it alone. If you listen to his inaugural speech yesterday, he said that what is important right now, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how good you are in politics, as long as the country is not united in common purpose. I mean, how long have we had a situation where the opposition sits in one corner, 2 minutes later they're talking of a national vision, some kind of coalition. 2 minutes later, they throw it out. So there is no unity. At this point in time, Zimbabwe is a very polarized nation. So the first port of call is to unite the people of Zimbabwe. You cannot unite political parties if the people themselves, who are the components that feed into the political party, are not united. It is not possible. You know, and this thing that the political culture which feeds into this disunity that Munakapinda, Habudi, you see, politics should be about get a chance. If you don't make it, move out, make room for the next person. But if we have a situation where somebody says, look, this is my God-given right, and mind you, this exists across the political divide, whether it's opposition or it's the ruling party. So that culture in itself will never lead to a united country. Because one says, look, I haven't had a chance to be a state house, so you cannot count the years that I've been leading this political party. And the value systems that are being used are the same values that Dr. Moyo ran away from when he was asked to become the minister in ZANU-PF. The values that speak of nepotism, the values that speak of corruption, the values that speak of people who join, who become leaders and don't hand over power. So these values exist today in the opposition political party. How then can you lead or become part of a united front with those kind of values still, you know, obtaining? It doesn't make sense. So he's coming from a different, you know, this is a different ship. This is servant leadership. He is saying, look, guys, let's look at this whole thing all over. Let's build this thing from the bottom up. But guess what? It is not ours at the end of the day. This is something that belongs to the people. So let's throw it back to the people. Remember 1980, the elections in 1980. If you remember the euphoria in 1980, the Bob Marley concert in Rufaro Stadium. It was a people's vote. It was a people's celebration. That is where we need to go back to. We need to go back to fundamentals, to basics. Elections are not won by political parties. They are won by citizens competing amongst themselves, not the other way around. So those are the values we need to look at. So you cannot say, I want to be part of a united political outfit. That is upside down value. It doesn't work like that.
Hmm. But it's not like Dr. Nkosanamo, he has not been in politics. He's a former minister. He quit, and some say he fled the country. And why should he come back now and act as if he's the Messiah when there were some who have been fighting ever since he left?
Guys, we need to acknowledge one thing when it comes to the politics of Zimbabwe. The reason why Zimbabwe is in the situation it is today, it is because Zimbabwe has been in election mode since 1980. Mm-hmm. The moment we complete one election cycle, we are busy preparing for the next. We finish one election cycle, we are preparing for the next. So politics has always been the elephant in the room. The other narratives, the economy, and social narratives, have never had a chance to play out. So that culture of politics being the elephant in the room can only be watered down by bringing in technocrats, people who are not going to focus on Kupoma and so on. They are going to focus on what do we do about the youngsters sitting on the side of the bridge in Lobengula or in Mufakose. How do we get them to become productive so that we feed into the national economy? That is how technocrats would think, professionals would think. How do we turn a situation that is bad around so that it becomes productive? It will not be about power retention. Technocrats do not speak up to power retention. They speak to production, to results. If you look the world over, most countries are now appointing technocrats to lead, to take up positions of leadership, to control. Because politicians, whatever their intentions are when they come into power, eventually, as time goes on, power corrupts. All they now focus on is power retention. So power retention is what has been happening in Zimbabwe. We go into one election, we move on to the other. We prepare for this one, that happens at 2018. Mode, opposition, whoever is ruling, another mode, at next 5 years. So this is a welcome break. This is a breath of, a breath of fresh air. Let's look at what this man is offering. Let's look at what, how we can support him. Let's just buy into the vision. The most worst thing Zimbabweans we can do is keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change the way we do things. Let's give this man a chance. Let's give this narrative a chance.
Okay.
And remember, this narrative is not just for Zimbabwe. It's not for Nkosanamo himself. Mm-hmm. This is a national vision, and everybody's welcome to buy into it.
Okay, Mr. Msipa, please just hold your thought there. We just want to quickly take another caller to stay on the line. Vamoyo, Makadi.
Pano Zimbabwe ndiyedi, katika rashika, katika vala hirgo, muruko na hama zino pinde egzizi. Zinao mavala kaila sema pia, hakuna za zino tichina. Katika fana miza, politiki ni machecha na wanda kumika. Machecha na mambu edenga, politiki ni kwa shoma. Kutuwa kwa wangu, unu tuwa nubara. Taruzi wate, wanangu sana moya, wanangu vya suara kula ya nivishi, ishi take flagi, wanangu yawa. Vanhu vanoita kuti vanhu veZimbabwe varangochitambura. Saka ndinoda ndikudzidzisa kuti vanhu veZimbabwe nesimakatirira. Chakutibatsirane pano kuti atirambi vanhu vanouya vachinzwa kuti todai. Asi kuti hapana chinhu chavanoitira vanhu veZimbabwe. Vakafanana nevanhu vaya vanoti kana vachinge munhu wako anouyira naye kana vakafanana nekuvana musikana ukaona umwe auya nhasi achiita kuita zvimwe zvinhu. Vanokutsiya vakabata mapepa. Saka ndinoda kukurudzira kuti vanhu veZimbabwe. Ngatimuke tichenjere nekuti nyika indi yedu tikaita madiro tikavarairwa tikangoti vese vepapinda tinovatevera nyika iyi hatisi takaigona iri kwechinda mudundu tikatambura zvikuru saududza kuti vari kuuya hama dziri kuenda pachokwada tiakaita mwari handisi kuda kuti tirashe vanhu veZimbabwe nekuti nyika iyi ndiyamwari nyika ndiye vanhu veZimbabwe vanhu vakawanda kutambudzika vanhu vavazochinda tine vaba kutira pafoni vakutira mashoko akanaka pati a pano plan isho ne yo yo lekitira vanezi baba ati nawe kuzvikuru vana veZimbabwe tirai nekuziva kwamakabva nokuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuuya maprofesa awandisa mapata awandisa munyika yeZimbabwe
vamoyo
asi
vamoyo timbokubatei muromo asi pane chakaipa here kuti vanhu vaumbe mapato avo handizvo here zvakarwirwa hondo kuti nyango vamoyo vakati ndakutangawo bato rangu vanongotanga vakasununguka
aiwa nhau yekutora baba zuluwa inhau yakanaka but nhau iripo ndeyekuti iyi zvaa nhau yekutsvaga kudya izvi ndizve makaro muropanzwa pari zvino nepo ndekuti vanhu ngavabatane vesa musoro pamwe chete nokuti kana umwe naumwe mazvake mazvake vane vedu tinosvika kupi nekuti kana tikaita mazvake mazvakeka andiuyai nhema zvakafana nepati iri kuuya iyoyi aiwani kana mapesendi anosvika 1% anipanzwa kunodzira kuti inhau irangokanganisa reform platform yakanaka kunodzira kuti nhau iripo ndeyekuti vana vezimbabwe makateerera pastudio 7 manera ano iri ndimunhu wamwe anoda kuti ndikududzirei nditi ngatibatane tizive pokuvhotera kana tikangosadero tikati wauya wauya tinongonakirwa nokuona maadvertise kana kuona mapamfleti akapakisakuti vote for ningi nyika itikatiradza tiiwine vanhu vakachena vakava nenhamo zhinji isingavino kupera muzimbabwe andiri mutiona izvozvizvi baba vangu vachoti mapurazi ose ngaatoitori pulani yekuti vatore mavhoti ose sakuti kuti imimi vakuru nevamwe mapati makuru anomutsinda atinoziva munofanira kumira zvine simba nevamwe vose musabuda mukati menzvimbo dzavo ava vanobuda vese vakabva kupi 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 vana vamoyo avo kana iyo ndiri vamoyo but hazvitibatsiri toda kuti nyika iende mberi ava vanozozviita kana mumakontent tovaona vakawanda vanongove vachirasha vanhu kuti vanhu vasagona kuti nyika igone kubudira iende mberi inakuti ndomumashoko iwa ndizazvinomubvunzere
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo regai tora vamwe vateereri
aiwa tinotenda chodenga ave nemanhira ano tinongoti mwarodenga akadai akaropafadza mashoko iwawo chekuti amen haleluya
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru amen to that tatenda Gibbs, what our caller Moyo from South Africa is saying is that he sees these new players as Trojan horses. He says he thinks that way forward for the opposition is to unite and challenge ZANU-PF. If they don't do that, they will simply divide their vote and lose.
Yeah, lapha ke silemlaizo lomningi blessing ku Facebook lapha si live stream akona VOA Studio 7 VOA Ndebele le VOA Shona. Remember we are live streaming right now VOA Studio 7 VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. So esindebele lapha silontunga Ncube uti hayibo asimjahanga ke lubaba aso bantwana thina abancane ababanjwa ngebhuku elincane. Then Sibanda Frank uyakhuluma lo Sibanda Frank lapho uthi cha asimvoteli lubaba nangu ukhuluma ngokuthi kukurawundi sikohle ngayo angedi ibumbulu lowo thina hashtag asifuni ibumbulu. Then Fair Will Mhlahlandlela Ngwenya siyakuzwa Ngwenya lapho khona kula ngapho uthi Mlobi kunzima ukuvotela lowo lawo amaqhude azimele wodwa amaqhude azimele wodwa you know what it is independence then okaluthuli kaluthuli kuthi cha bakamntokazi abahle lo muntu lilanga lilunga leZANU-PF khumbulani ukuthi wayengapi kuzobuya ke uTamsanqa Sibanda ngawutshona njani lapho khona khona ngapho uthi sikadele ngamatsotsi asoze simvotele kasoze athole lutho khona i-one seat never soze afake itola kuzobuya upro d uthi sizamvotela ke ubaba uNkosana ye siyamuzwa kakhulu lapho then umlotshwa bheka impilo uthi yes he's got my vote so uthi uzamnika ivote khonaphana so then kuzobuya lo Ndlovu upriska uthi this is the man who will take our country forward ye khonapho ke cingwane silobaba uLuxon Jabuza Luxon Jabuza kunjani
ngiphelele bhuti unjani
ayi njampela kakhulu so akusitele umdr Nkosana Moyo uyangena kwezepolitika la so ke uthi uzangena kukhetho lukamongameli so wena uthini ngakhonakho
mina ukuthi sikhathele bhuti ngempisa ezigqoke izikhumba zemvu kulo uNkosana Moyo usuke kuZANU-PF and namanje imisebenzi yakhe kithi singabantu besendebeleni siyazi ukuthi imisebenzi yakhe ayenzayo lokhu engaphansi kweZANU-PF lapha uyaphuma ezenza sengathi umuntu oselomuzi wakhe kodwa yonke inyama ahambe wayizingela uhambe ayisarenda emzini omkhulu khongale kweZANU-PF so olwethu usekelo olwethu usekelo siyintsha asezimbabwe ngeke aze aluthole
aha elikwesaba kakhulu kwini Mr. Chabos kwini
La ubuyile uSimba Magoni ngalwana umnyaka sengiyikuthi sengilibala ukuthi uSimba Magoni
uqale mina
isikhathi 2009 ya ubuyile uSimba Magoni sengumuntu edaye sengimewedwa mama bangu kusile don't fight sakugijima sayilandela emuva siyinja seZimbabwe mabangu kusile kodwa ayishile kungakasi sasala semnyameni lamanje semnyameni so layo unkosanamoya akahamba ozama kwenye indawo githi siyinja angeke size simlandele sila.
Ah, so siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Lakson, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Okay.
Yeah, ube nempela veke enhle. So that is Mr. Lakson Chabuza. You are saying that you know they are sick and tired of these people that just come and try to get their votes. Because this has happened before. You mentioned the name of Mr. Simba Makoni of Mabambo Kusile Don Party. Says he followed him and he voted for him. But then the opposite of the name must Kusile. Kusile means don, right? So he says he left people in total darkness because nothing happened. You know, you still remember there was that kind of 8% that he got from the presidential election. So he says if he was not there, maybe Tsvangirai was going to win or something like that. So he's very sad about such developments.
Mr. Msipa, you still on the line? Mr. Msipa?
I don't know if we got cut off. Mr.
Msipa? Mr. Msipa?
Unfortunately, I think we are having problems with that line. Yeah. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Dr. Nkosana Moyo, who said yesterday he was going to challenge President Robert Mugabe in next year's presidential elections. Of course, some people are saying that his entry will only divide the opposition vote. And those who are backing him are saying that they need a breath of fresh air. So we want to hear from you, Zimbabweans. What do you think about the 2018 presidential elections, Gibbs?
I think we've got a caller. He speaks Shona. His name is Jauza. We can talk to him there.
Va Jauza Magadi.
Ndinofara Magadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiripo yedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Yeah, pfungwa dzangu ndedzekuti izvo ava vari kuda kupinda maelectiona. Nyika inoda kutofana vanhu vane mari. Kana vasina mari ngavaregezwa kupinda, toda vanhu vakanda vagara vane mari kudhara.
Ko isu varombo manje?
Hatingatongi nyika tiri varombo.
Ndava hei manje?
Hatina mari kavakuru.
Ko mari yapinda papi futi ipapa kana handine njera hangu?
Mari vanhu vanotonga nyika vanonga vaine mari, vane shamwari dzinovapa mari. Saka kana pasina shamwari dzinokwanisa kutipa mari, hapana kutonga kwatingaita nyika.
Asi kaivo vari kutonga vacho vane mari varungobawani?
Vamwe vakaba kare vakapedza, kataa kudo vamwe vanotanga panyuwani vasati vakubaa.
Saka imimi ndiani wamuri kutsigira manje titarisa sarudzo dza 2018 dzacho?
Kwezi zvitongotsigira tsvangira ika ndo vanhu vatoziva.
Saka vane bhegeri vatsvangira mai?
Avo vane shamwari dzogona kutipa mari kuti tonge nyika yeZimbabwe.
Asi ka indirona sekuti Zimbabwe yacho inenge ine hupfumi hwakawanda, mangoda, platinum, vanokwanisa kurima vanhu zvekuti haingatombodi rubatsiro rwekunze uko kana zvinhu zvichifamba zvakanaka. Handizvo here zvinofanira kugadziriswa, pomiswa nyaya dzehoridzi?
Zvouri izvo zvokato zviri kuti hazvisa kufamba nyika. Hello.
Taura henyu.
Zvekuti vanhu vari kutora mari vasingakwanisi kubata nyika zvakanaka ndo zviri kukonzesa kuti nyika iwire pasi izvozvo.
Saka vanenge vapinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vamwe ava, pane chakaipa here vajauza? tirikuona vamwe vachitaiwa hazvina kunaka, asi kavamwe vanoti ndo zvakarwirwa kanyika izvi kuti anenge afunga rwake rwendo anongodaro simukawo woti ini ndatangawo bato rangu.
Hazvigoni nyika ngaitungamirirwe nevane mari vanogona kutungamirira nyika zvakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vajauza.
Zvakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda, tinoti murambe muchitifonera tichimbokurukura.
Aiwa, maita henyu.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Ewoi.
Gibbs, that's there is Mr. Jauza who is insisting that if you are poor, you should not even attempt
to contest.
To contest. Yeah. He says, this game, we want people who have the resources or at least people who have friends abroad or who can actually bring in investors into the country. And if you are poor, sorry.
Don't do nothing.
Don't even attempt. But he says he begs Morgan Tsvangirai.
Yeah, we've got more messages that are coming in on Facebook. And, you know, we've got Apostle Midian Dube. He says, phone me now, you guys. I want to talk. Then I've got Timothy Stever. He says, I'm listening. He's listening, right? And then Martin Siwe. He says, daydreaming. You know, this guy is an independent candidate. And unfortunately for Zimbabwe, we've got this kind of experience. Remember Simbama Koni? Then we've got Justice Shoko who says, hello there, guys. We love you all. Then Livingstone Flexus Masango says, you know, they're laughing out loud. Where else have you had a president without a parliamentary representation? How will he get his bills passed through that kind of assembly? And then Ebony Stanley says, another Macron. You still remember Macron in, you know, France. Then Livingstone Flexus Masango says, you guys, I can't hear anything. I think he may be having some problems there. Maybe somebody has to fix it. Then Norman Vusumuzi Sichela says, hi, can you please make a plan for people who are abroad or in neighboring countries to go and vote in Zimbabwe next year? So he says, he has seen some people from other countries doing the same, you know? Then I've got MJ Inongube who says, Kosanamo is very suspect. Then we've got Fidelis Sankara Chimombe, who says, Dr. Nkosana Moyo has clarity of the job that needs to be done, and is equipped from his previous professional jobs at regional and international level. However, the big question is, can he win the election? Who knows him? Who knows his past? We want to know all these things. So, Blessing, people are just asking lots and lots of questions. If Mr. Msipo was still around, maybe he was going to, you know, he was going to say something about it. I don't know whether you've got something on VOA Shona.
On VOA Shona, of course, we have Onisius C. Muzezewa, who says, Atimuvotere, atidivana mcheka dzafa. Akatiza, akanojiga zvinona akamiri kwemakungwa, vanhu vachitambura. Onisius Day saying that, you know, he won't vote for him for allegedly fleeing the country at some point. And Charles Tsungu says it's a ZANU-PF project, Simba Makoni and Dabengwa style. Those are some of that's you know, the feedback we are getting from some of our followers on Facebook.
And Moken Kumalo writes, another spy, you know. Then what David Chateka, who says, hello guys, my understanding is that Nkosana Moyo has a party called APA. You know, the Alliance for the People's Agenda. And then Gerald Muzonzi says, this is a game theory. So I think people are looking into this very much, you know. They want to know what is going to happen. You know, Zimbabwe has been having elections time and again, and nothing seems to be moving in terms of the opposition. Sometimes they are defeated and they claim that they've been robbed, you know. So do you have any caller there?
Not at the moment, Gibbs. But maka sununguka amadiwa kuti munge muchitifonera kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri kuti munoona sei takatarisa kupinda kwava kwa Dr. Nkosana Moyo musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika varoti vada kukwidza muna 2018. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa vanopikisa ngavaumbe mubatanidzwa, vamwe vachiti aiwa aita chake ndihomba rume, siyai aite. nekudaro tida kunzwa pfungwa dzenyu imi vatereri nekuti ndimi munoenda kunovhota. Asi chinokurudzirwa nevanhu vakawanda Gibbs inyaya yekuti kana poitwa sarudzo pasaite mirizhonga violence.
We are lucky we've got another caller. Abel speaks Jonah.
Makadimu koma Abel.
Handizvedi makadimu kwakuru.
Aiwa isu tiri nani muri kupi?
Ndiri ku South Africa Kempton Park Joburg.
Oh kuJoni uku.
Ndafara zvikuru mapfipa ndakafunda navo kuchikora.
Oh kupi manje kubva inona kupi?
Kubva inona high school.
Ndokwandakadzidza kai.
Gore ripi?
Kuma 93-4.
Ah, isu takaita tobva kudhara.
Mama tobva handiti pamba china vanhembere headmaster.
Papa nava Musa.
Oh, ndautombovaona. Ndakaona pana vanhembe manje.
Ya, vanhembe vangava va Musa.
Okay, ha saka ndabva ndaziya kuti ndopa chikoro pangwa.
Safara ndokuzviziva. Ndopindawo muchirongwa here ndikomentewo zvandoda kukomentawo.
Taurai zvenyutinzi.
Inini ndinopokana nenyaya yavamoyo iyi. Vanga vakanyarara nguva yese iyi. Vachidya mari vari muno muSouth Africa kuCape Town kwavanga vachigara uko. Asi nhasi uno vouya voti ivo toda kuti vaite purezidendi wenyika. But isusu hativazivi kuti vakabva neipo vamoyo. Vakabva kuZanu-PF. Hati munozvora. Vabva kuZanu-PF. I think kuti vachiri kushandira vachiri kutoenda pamwe chete neZanu-PF vanaa. Vese vana mai mudhuru vaivai you should not trust them. Because vanhu vachangirai vakarohwa vakaitwa humiliate mukati menyika. Nanhasi vachirungonetswa. Hatiti munozvora. Saka ava dene vanga vari vanhu dene vaenda as collusion kuitira kuti nyika ifambe nokuti iye zvine zvi zvatiri kunoku kuSouth Africa kunoku tiri kutonetswavo asi hapana zvatingaita tiri munyika yobhoted tiri kukora tichinetswa namapurisa kunoku hani unozviona pane mamwe mavhidhios atiri kuona ari kunetsa muzimbabwe mapurisa achinetsa vanhu achirova vanhu hani unozviona saka ivo vamoyo vachona vanozotibatsira sei kana vanga vakahwanda zvavo vachidya mari hani munozviona hazvinambonaka izvo vari kuita izvozvo saka isusu vhoti yedu hativapi tichapa vachangirai vanga vanesu nguva dzese tichitambura
asi ka pane chakaipa here nhai mukoma ebo kuti vamwe vapindowo kamudariro
hapana chakaipa hacho but nguva yacho yavaida kupinda ndonguva yachona yaipa yokuti vanoda kuti vaite vapinde vakuona kuti zvinhu zvakunonaka hani munozviona but nguva yese vanga vari kupi vanga vakanyarara vanga vari kupi ndo zvatoda kuti zvo tikavabvunza izvo kuti vanga vari kupi vachakutaura kuti vanga vari mumahotera vachidya mari sezanupiefu idzo dzamapesheni avo dzavaipwa nezanupiefu hazi munozviona
ya
saka inini hangu ndokumbira kuti mazimbabwe zvese vanga vakanditeererawo vachiwa zvandotaura ka ngavaise vhoti yavo kumunhu ane people hat which is president Morgan Tsvangirai vemdc ndiye munhu watoda kuti apinde chekudai vakati haana kufunda chekudai akati vakafunda hazvinei kufunda kwomunhu hazvirevi kuti anotadza kutonga nyika kana kusafunda kwomunhu hazvirevi kuti haatadzi kutonga nyika anenge ane maadvisors ake vachimubatsira kuti apa todai apa todai takazviona isusu pakaitwa gmu kayayi nyika yanga yafa isusu taitogara tiri pamabhengi tichida kuti titore mari but pakangopinda vatsvangira zvinhu zvakazonaka vanozvona which means munhu ari capable kuti adi aise nyika forward
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Abel.
Alright, maita basa maudza vamusipa vatiponerafu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ndichavaudza.
Alright, maita basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs.
So what was he saying there?
Essentially he's saying that Dr. Moyo is coming at the wrong time. He feels that they are nearing the end and he is coming in as a spoiler. So he's saying that what was he doing outside the country all along? He, of course, says he's backing
Morgan Tsvangirai, and he thinks people like Dr. Moyo might actually split the vote, Gibbs.
Yeah, now I've got some more messages that we're having here, Blessing, and one of them is from this guy, Mtembo. Mtembo says, bekukuhle kakhulu nga uxoxisane lamanye amabandla. Anjenge code coalition of Democrats. Kumbe inera yonangwayo. Kanti yena wenzelani ukuthi ayenze yedwa. Phela kangene kwabanye. Enxenye nguye ongcono asikwazi kodwa kumele adlelane labanye abantu. So what this guy is saying is, you know, you should have joined the coalition for Democrats or the national electoral reform agenda or any other political party, you know, so that something could have been worked out in order for them to unseat ZANU-PF. Then uMncube uyakubhala futhi lapho uthi ulungile ma ezancintisa kodwa asimthembi kangako ubaba we ubaba uMoyo ngoba wake waba ku ZANU-PF. So according to Moyo, they don't trust him. They think he has been in ZANU-PF, and so, you know, if ever you went into that party, you seem to be part of them, and so they don't trust him at all. So then Busani writes, ukhanya ngazani uthunywe ngumongameli Mgabe. Mina angeke alinuka elami ivote. So what this guy is saying is that he cannot vote for Mr. Moyo because he suspects that he was sent by Mr. Robert Mugabe to actually come and disturb the kind of vote for the opposition. So who do you have there?
Of course, we have Harry, but of course, some people might want to know who Dr. Nkosana Moyo is. He's got a very long CV. Dr. Nkosana Moyo, Nkosana Donald Moyo, of course, he has a PhD in physics, a BSc honors in physics, MBA. He's the founder and executive chairman of the Mandela Institute for Development Studies. He also served as the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President at the African Development Bank from 2009 to August 2011. He was the Managing Partner and served as a Senior Advisor of African Arctics Capital. Of course, he served in Standard Chartered Bank, TA Holdings, Botswana Capital and Arctis Capital, World Bank, and Batanai Capital Finance. I mean, he has a very, very long CV. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma heri waru South Africa. Magadi mkoma heri?
Tidofara magadi yu.
Aywa, tiripoti peo funguwa zenyu mkoma heri?
Ruda kungo tauro on my view pa niyaya ya wa moyo. Chekutanga maonera angu ndruku tendera na newanu warukutaura kuti wawuya pa wrong time. Time yao haichai titikanda kutarisa nguwa ya sara kuti my elections aitwe. It's too late. Then again, vanu ngati nzikisisei kutikana tichitaura kuti itakuda kuisa ma other ideas. Let me take it for example. Mr. Biti wakabuda me MDC wachiti watangere wataza kutunga mirira. But if we look into it, he was in the executive of MDC. Everything chai finalizwa. He was there supporting. But after that, you come out saying, I know he's failing to lead. Leadership, I think, now we kuwe nekudzidza maningi like the president aripo. People are suffering, but if the president is well learned, it's about wisdom, not being educated. It's about character, not all those things we must look at. So Mr. Tsvangirai vakagadzira CV rao. Character yao is approved. So for Mr. Moyo to start working on his character and people believe in him, there is no time. Because like on Tsvangirai to as an example, vanhu vari kutarisa character yake kwaabva, and now they've got confidence. It's like urikuda kuti musikana ndokuda obva ati ndokuroora next week. It's impossible. She must have time to learn kuti munhu ari kunditi anondida, is he serious?
I want not to know
what we can see it on this time, but for him, there is no time for people to comment on him. It's too late.
Tinote enda mkoma eri. Sorry, ngoti watereri varuna kupina mchurongo wa wani ngewati wanti sei sakata angoti gaga. Tinote enda skuru. Gibbs.
Yes.
Mpote mchindi phone rao. Thanks.
Tino phone rao. Tinote enda. Gibbs.
Yeah. Mnumza na pegisi po unjani? Pegisi po unjani? Baba, pegisi po uyangizwa na?
Nyaguzo, nyaguzo.
Ye, uchona njani pegisi po?
Hai kuhute nko, siku njanoe.
Hai mbichana, ye. Natutaba, futi sesu pinda hapa, utaba, luka mnuza nuko sana moyo. So, wenoku ngezu
kutu. Zinda wani, ya umoyo le, taking a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Ya, utata ma chance, gaba mvote, la wangan waki, gaba mvote, but, mena wangwa manye, ya, choli vota.
Ehe, inda.
Uzile la pavega za kona, yonke indio gati moshangala epe hile. For all those years, epegi lutuga moshagala la zanga kulume nengi. Ubuya manje, ngekukwa zutulu mundu lo, utu nyeo, utu aindot. Hela la pavantu vaya bambana la. Akusame la utu tole, utu maybe singa tole manyama supporters, ibandali, ama bandali, abambana, anga tole, abantabane. Umbano amtemba lu mundu lo.
Katembagali.
Katembagali. Umundu nje ngomoke nchangirai, nchangirai safate lote. Washaywa. Wafakwisazo but still lo eyaphambile kuqhubeke ufuna ukubona abantu base Zimbabwe banjani ba free that is men I can trust
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Bhekisipho ukuthi isikhathi sesihambile ungadinela kusasa yes bonke kakhulu so Mr. Bhekisipho says no vote for him he can't vote for Mr. Moyo unfortunately says he trusts Mr. Tsvangirai
regaitende kuna mkoma mamboma ndi mkoma Donald era
ndini mkoma blessing mrisei
aiwa tiri boy tai gaga mkoma Donald nekuti nhasi mafone arikurira kunga amen
ndoda ngoti vangu va doctor angosana vasati pedzira nguva nokuti apa kupedza nguva kuri pachena mkoma uye kushandisiwa kuda kuti ovhiringidza urongwa huripo chinhano chatatasika ichi rangare azvautanga nhasi tirana Shakespeare maya kumashure kuvana Langdon Tongana vanhu vaingoshandisa vanongo apia takusika toazindiri by legend ani muri kuona vaimbo vedu vana remember vana vana Tongana makazombo hota kandedzi Shakespeare maya makazombo munzwa zvino zvekuda kuviringa urongwa ende coalition kuda kutoda kuzama kuviringidza coalition even coalition yacho nipa changu anambogara ndakaitira sasa sare ngavamire vari sare
Asika mkoma Donald.
Atinga trust imo mukati mumu.
Mkoma Donald, hapana chakaipa kuti vanhu vatange mapata avo kana vasingawirirane nevaripo acho.
Aiwa, batorawo havo zvavarambidzi kutanga. Asi kuti chakashata nechekuzoda kuto mataurira vari kuita avakuita like as if iwo ndo vanohwisisa chaizvo. Vaka vachimbovedzi, vaka vozotanga kuuya kuzoya sinzanaka. Zvakunaka guys. Voda zongotanga kuviringidza bozo pachaita confusion vanhu vamwacha vakumandevene pachaita tribalism pavapo pachaita zosumuka zvimwe zvimutauro muchazozinzwa
aiwa
kutobheka Dr. Ngosana noti ndo wedu vanenge vachiita kuti vane zvido zvavo pamoyo yet no handizo ngavagare kumba kwavo vachirima
aiwa tinotenda kumukoma Donald
pane mwaposta achiti vakatokonewa even kudevelopa musavo kumberengwa
akanyika
vanga zvegona
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald
Alright mkoma blessing mata basi.
Tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs unana.
Yes, lo munozano ke uSpanda osecinga ni baba mtaweni kunjani?
Hayi yaphila dube unjani?
Hayi mbichana Spanda, isikhathi sesiphelile iphosela kho baba.
Ye mina ngithi uNkosana Moyo ulungile ukuthi angene eringini ya contest. Laba bathi uNkosana akanga contest ngabantu abafuna ukuncindezela abantu.
Aha.
Unkosana Moyo ulelungile lokuthi ancintise njengawo wonke umuntu abavotayo yibo abazakhetha kuma ideas amaningi abuthelelweyo ngamacandidates amaningi okunika abantu iwide choice from which to choose which candidate they want as their president.
Ye kodwa wena ubona
uzani testing laba bathu omunye uright ngoba wake wathaywa Hayi akuvotelwa umuntu enxa ukuthi wake wathaya sifuna ama ideas akhayo imistake esayenza ngo 1980 yonke final record yayihlatelwa esithi bamugabethethe Iyo futhi sesiyibona athe sizabanye besithi abantu abanye ama opposition izizibi. Manje njoba behle benciphise abanye bebayise kangaka bengazi baphiwa intambo, bangaphiwa intambo ke. Sizakhala futhi.
Hayi
siyakuzwa ukuthi libe limfonela lami ke ngifake yami imbiko ngiyachiseka nje ngezinto enhlala ngizizwa la.
Hayi kulungile senze njalo mtaweni.
Ye, ngiyabonga ukuthi isikhathi sesifitshane.
Ye, hayi sibongile kakhulu ngadinga kusasa.
Ye, siyabonga.
Yeah, so blessing that is Mr. Spanda. He was calling us from Johannesburg. He says, you know, it's okay for Mr. Moyo to come into the stage, you know, because there are some people who are said to have been beaten and all those kind of things. He says, you don't vote on the basis of somebody being beaten up, you know. He says, you have to listen to people's policies. You know, if a party has got some kind of vision for the country, that's what we want. So, and he believes that this guy is going to deliver, you know. He's really confident in him, you know. Yeah.
And of course, for those sports enthusiasts, there's a match currently underway between Dynamos and Bantu Rovers. Dynamos is leading by 1-0. It's in the 65th minute. It's being played at the National Sports Stadium. Asi nasi nyaya tiri kutarisa ndekupinda munezve matongerwo enyika kana kuti kudzoka kwavankosana moyo nekuti vankosana moyo vaimbenge vari gurukota Gibbs vachizobva vabuda vachiti havawirira neiwo nematongerwo anga achiitwa nyika navamugabe asi iko zvino izvi vari kuti vakudzoka vada kukwikwidza musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika inova kodzero yechizvarwa chose chezimbabwe munhu anokwanisa kutanga ke bato rake tiri kuda kurudzwa vanhu vari kutaura zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vari kuti ndizvozvo asi vamwe vachiti aiwa nguva yesei vanga vari kupi asi vanhu vakasunungukawo kuti vapinde muchirongwa chedu vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo isu hatina watinotsigira zviri kuvanhu
kunjani
tinopa munhu wese a platform of course we did try to invite Dr. Nkosana Moyo on this show tonight but unfortunately he had a prior engagement but we hope next time you'll be able to come and actually sell his ideas to the people we did try we're just unfortunate today
right let me read this message before we take this caller Donald Jaya says we need a united opposition to collect maximum votes in the coming elections. It seems like no one has a clue on what they want in Zimbabwe. The most dangerous people in Zimbabwe are the educated elite. That's a statement, right? And then Mehluleli Moyo says, Mr. Moyo is totally lost. I think we've got a caller on the line. It should be Shumba or Chuma. Can I talk to him, Shona?
Shumba.
Chuma, thank you.
Hanzi nenge adona nari yao asi tinofunga kuti tichaedza kuti tinge tichivabata for those of you who are just joining us this is Studio 7 Live Talk we are coming to the end of the show almost but of course we are talking about Dr. Nkosana Moyo who has joined other players to contest next year's presidential election Gibbs do you have
Yeah, we've got some messages here that I'm going to read. One of them is from Busi, who says, you know, can you guys call me right now? Ngicela limfonele mfisa ukungena ehuhlelo ngikhulume ngalokho. Kodwa nguzwa enhlizweni yami ngizalitshela. And then Opri Moyo says, kambe nxa umoyo ngelabandla lezombusazwe. Ngibona ngizani kuzamhlupa kakhulu lokho. Kumele aqale ayenze ibandla lezombusazwe engakangeni kono afuna ukwenza. So what Aubrey is suggesting is that Mr. Moyo should come clean in terms of having a party, you know. He says without that kind of party, he's going to face a very torrid time. So it's going back to the issue of independence, whether they can make it in Zimbabwe or not. We've seen some, you know, since independence, with Margaret Tongo, she was one of them, and several others.
Jonathan Moyo recently, Themba Mulisqua.
You see, so they win. So, but they doubt that a person who is an independent can contest in the presidential election. Wait and see.
Unfortunately, Gibbs, time is not our best ally. And I think we have to end it here. There were problems here and there with the phones, but many people were calling. Of course, let's continue this discussion on our Facebook pages. There's the English page, the Shona, and also the Ndebele pages. Let's continue to discuss. We want to hear from you. We want to thank our guest this evening, lawyer Lloyd Musipa, based in the UK. Unfortunately, we had problems with this phone. Thank you to our viewers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.